the secrets of some hearty fish. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A unique group of minnows called killifish are thriving in Virginia's Elizabeth River. What's so unusual about this is the water's loaded with creosote, a highly toxic, cancer-causing wood preservative. Duke University researcher Richard DiGiulio says such contamination would normally kill a killifish, but somehow they've adapted to the pollution. Now he and his colleagues are trying to find out how.
By what defense mechanism have these fish attained that ability to better withstand those chemical stressors?
They haven't worked out all the details, but they have found some clues. For example, while creosote does weaken the fish's immune system, it also kills off any parasites or bacteria that would normally make the fish sick. And although many of the fish eventually succumb to cancer, they've already had several broods by then, so the population as a whole continues to thrive. DiGiulio says the research is teaching scientists how pollution can change wildlife populations in complex ways.
Over long periods of time, pollutants can act as sort of evolutionary drivers. They're actually, to some extent, driving the way animals evolve.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.